When Manuel Medeiros crossed the Mexican border into the U.S., he watched his sister being picked up by Border Patrol and spent the next day wondering if he would see her again. Medeiros recently spoke to student reporter Jacob Solis for NPR's Next Generation radio program about his first days in America. Let's take a listen.
I recall it was a very warm morning, and we were going to cross the border, and we were instructed to just run. My name is Manuel Medeiros. I was 11 years old when I crossed the border. I crossed with my sister, Claudia, and my brother, Rafael. And I have my dad, my wonderful 83-year-old father, to help me tell the story. So we got to this road, and near this road there was this pond with very tall plants. And some of us went hiding into this pond because there was a Border Patrol agent that had come up on the road and was getting off his vehicle and was telling us to get out. My dad took cover in a bush, and my sister, Claudia, had taken cover in another bush away from my father. But Claudia was actually the brave one here in this scene, because when the officer called her out of the bush, she's the one that went up, and nobody moved. And Claudia is he's saying about my sister. So he was afraid for her safety because she didn't have any money, any resources. He didn't know anyone. So my sister seemed to had been about 17 years old, you know, but she ended up leaving with him in the patrol car, and that's when she was released back to Tijuana. And in Tijuana, this is when my sister had called out to one of her aunts there in Tijuana, and my uncle had coordinated her return back to this country.
No, pues, con pendiente, pues. Es que en aquel tiempo,
Dad was saying that after she had returned, he felt much better and felt at ease, the fact that now she's back in our arms. This is very rare, the interactions that I'm having with my father, you know, reliving all that again. There were moments, part of that I never knew, nor I remember. So talking to my dad through this exchange has been very, you know, fruitful, because I wasn't aware that we went through so much. So once we were in, we actually arrived at this house. He was saying that when we got there, it was this home with this very small living room and two additional rooms. And since there were other individuals, we were just put in a room and just left there to sleep. And we were just like sardines, you know, next to other people, it seems like. So we were so hungry when we got there that we were just looking for food. And so once they took us to LA, we were just satisfied because we had enough food to eat. So that's very important. And in that moment, there was this sense of relief. And I did feel very hopeful about my future. And then I said, you know, this feels right. This is where I belong. This is where I'm meant to be. So feel good.
This story is part of the NPR Next Generation radio program, which recently held a training camp at the Reynolds School of Journalism at UNR. It was produced by student reporter Jacob Solis.
Public radio itself is very important, I think, for a lot of reasons. But storytelling on public radio is important because it provides, I think, a platform for voices that probably wouldn't get out there any other way. And with radio especially, I mean, the value of radio is that it's very personal. And so providing what feels like a conversation for someone can often be far more powerful than, say, reading it.
Check out this story and others from the First Days in America series at KUNR.org.